The city of Reno, Nevada, approved an ambitious plan this week to greenlight construction on 1,000 new homes in 120 days. It's part of a push to tackle the region's housing affordability crisis. For the next 4 months, Reno is offering to delay developers' fees on new buildings with 30 or more units. They're hoping to entice builders that are currently put off by high infrastructure costs. Reno's mayor, Hillary Sheevy, joins me now. Mayor, welcome.
Thank you.
The median home price in your city hit $420,000 earlier this year. It's one of the least affordable cities in the country relative to median income. So let's start there. What does the housing affordability crisis look like in your city?
Well, it's certainly been challenging. I've always said with great success comes, challenges, right? I mean, we've had a lot of growth. And you have to remember, we were one of the highest places in the country for foreclosure and unemployment during the recession, along with Florida. Obviously, there's been a lot of economic development. Tesla, Google, Apple, Amazon have all started to build and develop here. So, for me, we can't wait. We need housing now. And that's where we came up with the initiative, 1,000 homes in 120 days.
Okay. And so let's talk about how it works. The city council approved it on Wednesday. Developers have 4 months to apply, 18 months to complete their projects once they're approved. What kind of incentives are you offering them?
So really, it's just deferring the sewer payments and infrastructure payments. Those will go on the back end. So a lot of times developers obviously have to get funding to get these projects going. But now, they can sort of hold off on funding or use that funding in other areas to make these projects pencil.
And so how much is that usually for them?
Well, it can be about $10,000 per unit, per door. So, and that's one of the requirements is to come in with 30 units. But it really is about, sort of supply and demand. And one of the things that we see, in economics is then that way landlords can hold renters sort of hostage because they have no place to go. So supply and demand is really critical. One thing I'm really proud of this council of, we've really set the narrative of when you come in with projects, one of the things we really want to see is workforce housing. And we also want to see affordable housing. And so we're also encouraging a mix of that. But, this is a pilot project, so we're really going to look at the data and really encourage, a percentage of affordable in all those projects so that those are sort of spread out throughout the city.
You say supply and demand, but if there was demand for 1,000 new homes, why wouldn't the builders respond to that and start making them?
Great question. Well, because we were one of the highest in foreclosures and unemployment, a lot of developers were burned in the recession. And so we're, talking to many developers, they're just saying, I'm just trying to kind of wait it out. It's, not as affordable now because prices of land have gone up astronomically. And, they're trying to get back in the market, but they're still scared because Reno was a very different economy in the recession.
A lot of people might say, hey, this is a handout. This is a freebie for big, wealthy developers.
Well, you could say that, but here's the great part, is those fees will just go on the back end. So they're not getting any handouts. We will get every penny back. And if the project were to go what they call zombie projects, then we would put a lien on the property and own that.
A zombie meaning the project gets abandoned and there's pipes sticking out of the ground and there's 2x4s sort of not getting completed into a house. But that raises a good point. Are you concerned about sprawl?
So I think that's a great question because this is about building up and not out. And, there is a large infrastructure ring that goes around the city and building within inside that. So you're not building sprawl. And these are also dedicated in areas that are, opportunity zone areas. And one of the things, Reno was predominantly a gaming town. And in the recession, we really relied heavily on gaming. And that's also one of the things that really made it hard for us to sort of climb back is that you have to diversify your portfolio like you would when you make investments. And so that's what we kind of did. We looked at, the city as a whole and said, hey, in order to survive another recession, we really need to diversify the kinds of industries that we're bringing in here and how we're building and, focusing on more economic development with, arts and culture and food and things that make cities great.
I was going to ask you, I'm trying to understand why housing prices are so expensive in Reno. I thought maybe it had something to do with the fact that you were so close to Lake Tahoe.
Well, I mean, Reno's really changed. We are very much like an Austin, Texas, or Denver, Colorado. We've really focused on different types of economic development. I would say, too, you have to really look at what's happening in Silicon Valley. It's become so expensive for people to live in San Francisco. Medium home price there is $1.5 million. Mm. So we are seeing an influx of, you know, people coming from Northern California and tech companies. Tech companies really think about how much they can scale in an economy like Reno's. And Reno's backyard is absolutely sensational when you look at the outdoor climate that we have here. You know, some of the best skiing in the world, the world's largest climbing wall, you know, in the country right here in downtown Reno. And then this incredible river that runs right through my city. And so we really have a lot to offer. And I think just, you know, part of that secret's out.
What is that, the Truckee River?
It is.
All right.
Bingo.
Reno Mayor Hillary Sheevy. Her idea is to build 1,000 new homes in the city in 120 days. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.